March 2nd, Lead Kindly Light Amid the Encircling Gloom, Lead Thou Me On, Cardinal Newman Hymn. 68 years ago this month in Savannah, Georgia, a childless widow, 52 years old, quite deaf, called a friend on the telephone.
"Nina," she said, "come right over. I've got something for the girls of this town and the whole country and the whole world, and we're going to start it tonight."
The woman who made that call was my aunt, Juliet Gordon Lowe. Within a few days, a troop of Girl Scouts, or Girl Guides as they were then called, was formed. 18 girls in all. Today, there are more than 3 million girls and women in scouting in the United States alone, thanks to the vision and persistence of warm-hearted, compassionate Daisy Lowe. Where did she get the idea? From a man she met in England, Sir Robert Baden-Powell, founder of the Boy Scouts. When she confided to him that she was dissatisfied with her life, tired of social glitter, yearning to do something worthwhile, he smiled.
"There are little stars," he said, "that lead us on, even when we don't realize it."
Soon after that, she found her star in the dream of scouting for girls, and followed it for the rest of her life. Middle-aged, handicapped, untrained, in the few years that remained to her, she turned her own dissatisfaction into a source of happiness for millions. Show me how to draw power from the dynamo of discontent, Lord.